Matt Optichrome, and I'm talking to Robin Brown, Chris Hall, Richard Downham, and John Haywood, who are the Prudential 100 Ride London team for Optichrome. You crossed the line yesterday at the Mall in London. So, John, where did it start?
Started in the Olympic Park. We left Optichrome at 4 a.m. yesterday, and I think we arrived at the car park at about 5:15, 5:30. Then we had a 9-mile ride to the Olympic Park, and that was the last we saw of each other.
Right. Oh, okay. So nice warm up then.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was a good way to start the ride.
Right.
Best way to do that. So.
Right. Excellent. And was it good fun, Richard?
Great fun. Yeah, really good. Really enjoyed it.
Right, excellent. And just talk us through some of the highlights of the ride.
The start was very well organised. We were all set off in waves of about 3-minute bands in different colour groups.
Yeah.
We had a shouting of which piece of music we wanted to start. And the DJ picked three, and if you hadn't played it already, then whoever's many hands went up, that was a piece of music we rode out to.
Right.
Can't remember which mine was, but it was a Queen number.
Right, excellent.
Now, there were so many bits going on, but excellent.
Now, before we started the podcast, John, you said that for you, now I know you're all very keen bike riders. I know you are, particularly John. You've been doing it for years. You even go on holiday and do bike rides on holiday, don't you? And you said that for you as a bike rider, the highlight was just being able to ride through the streets of London that were closed and free of traffic.
Yeah, the biggest thrill was to be on absolutely closed roads. All the junctions were closed to traffic. We got to use major trunk roads all through London, through Docklands, through the city.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about roundabout side roads. It was a bit disturbing when we got the traffic lights and they turned red and we didn't have to stop. That took some getting used to.
Yeah.
And I think we all found ourselves looking left and right at junctions when we didn't need to. And that was a real treat and a real thrill. To ride through past Harrods and the museums of Kensington, that was fantastic.
And it must be weird in London not seeing any traffic.
Yeah, more than weird.
Yeah.
Not many people around, of course, at 7 in the morning.
Right.
But by the time we went through Kingston, Richmond, Leatherhead, there were many people around. But, yeah, brilliant. Fantastic day.
Okay, now you stopped around Newlands Corner, I believe. Would you say that's about the halfway mark?
Yeah, that is about the halfway mark, yeah,
right.
Which was really busy.
And it's really scenic round there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, so obviously after the first hill, so it was a welcome stop at the top.
Right, now, the ride was actually for the Woking Hospice. That's what you were raising money for. I understand that the Woking Hospice raised £25,000 for all of their riders. Yeah, thus far. So there'll probably be several thousand on top of that by the time they finish.
Still coming in.
But you, as a team of four, raised nearly £2,000, which is astonishing. And it just goes to show you the support that you guys had for that. And Richard, you were saying that it was really cool to see people lining the route and supporting you, who were clearly Woking Hospice supporters.
Yeah, definitely. I think there were some general public as well as the hospice team that were supporting. It was nice to hear people cheer and shout as you went by and with rattles and things. So, it really kept you going.
Excellent. So do you think you guys are going to be doing it again next year?
I would like to do it again next year, if I'm invited to do that.
Right. I mean, I saw when I came in this morning, you were all definitely still buzzing from the bike ride. You clearly had a fantastic time. It would be great, I think, to do it again and raise some more money, wouldn't it, John?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, this morning, I think we're all feeling elated.
Yeah.
We're pleased that we all achieved it. We kind of thought we would. Sadly, there was a nasty incident on Leith Hill and someone lost their life, heart attack, we think. And Chris was stuck on Leith Hill for over an hour behind that. But, of course, we don't mind. Just wish the person that had pulled through.
Yeah.
But we'd love to do it again. We're all feeling a little bit drained today. We're starving hungry. The furnaces are still roaring. So we're still burning the calories, even though we're doing nothing.
Yeah.
But we'd like to thank everybody that donated to the hospice cause. Some of them were anonymous. We'd like to thank them and everybody that put their name to it. Some lovely messages, and we're very, very grateful indeed.
Right. Well, the Woking Hospice is a wonderful cause. The Woking and Sambir Hospices, they do incredible work in the community on all our behalfs, really. I think it's safe to say that there's probably someone we all know who have been touched by the hospice in one way or another, particularly here at Optichrome. It's a particularly close charity to everybody's hearts here. You know, it's really great to support it. It's not just the Prudential 100. You took part in the Santa Fun Run last year. I believe that's going to happen again this year. So anybody out there listening to this podcast, you know, you can support the Woking Hospice by getting behind everything that Optichrome do on their Just Giving page. That reminds me, if anybody still wants to support, just because you finished a ride doesn't mean to say that you can't still support you. So get your hands in your pockets and give us. And again next year. And give as little or as much as you can afford. Excellent. Thanks very much, guys. Well done.
Thank you.